Okay, and now we'll go on. I'm very happy to bring up our next performer, Mari Stopher, who has a whole collection of wonderful songs in his song bag, some of them going way back. Please welcome Mari Stopher.
Well, thank you, Ellen. I appreciate your comments about your mother. This last 10 days has probably been the 10 days that I've never wanted to see. Sunday a week ago, on the 21st, my mother-in-law passed away. My wife found her in the shower, and we have been doing family things ever since. She was a lifelong musician, like Ellen's mother. She was a coloratura soprano and a harpist who traveled and did concerts throughout New England and as far west as Ohio. And later, in her later years, she became a voice and harp teacher. And I would tell you, if you had all of her students and all of the people for whom she played weddings together, you would need a stadium. Okay, she was a practicing musician for way too many years, and we're not allowed to disclose her age, even now. It might get on the tombstone in about 6 months, but she says age is just a number and mine's unlisted. So anyway, we had, and everyone, all the students came together last Sunday. This past Sunday, we had the annual, she had her annual recital scheduled, and I was an invited guest for the second time. And the students all came together with their harps and their voice. They do classical voice and classical harp. And, oh, we had a professional violinist who's one of my cousins fly in from Arizona to play. He plays with the Arizona Symphony and has played with the Richmond Symphony and a bunch of others. So it was a very musical and, you know, in many cases, sad weekend, because, I mean, every time people would mention my mother-in-law's name, someone would cry. But anyway, so we have had the we had a standing room only funeral for her, and things are progressing. Everyone else in the family's okay, so we're looking good. This is the song that she wanted me to play, but which I didn't play at the funeral, because it was not at the funeral, but at the recital. But it was a little too much of a downer, so my wife rejected it. You can all sing along. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while it was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touch the sounds of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more.
People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never shared. No one dared disturb the sounds of silence. Fool, said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Take my arms that I might reach you. Hear my words that I might teach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed in the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls and tenement halls, and whispered in the sound of silence.
Thank you.
One more hand for Mari Stouffer. He'll be featuring here in November, I think on the 10th. And I also didn't mention that Drew will be featuring here, I think November 3rd, something like that.